Welcome to Shomach Show on the Daf. I'm Sochim Daf Samechtes. The Gemara in Amud Aleph on the 16th line brings the story with Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar's Rebbe. The Rabbi Akiva had a claim and Rabbi Elazar wanted to say that maybe Shechita will not be Doyche Shabbos. The Shechita of Pesach will not be Doyche Shabbos based on Hazah. And then Rabbi Elazar told him that if so, B'Shechita Yishavtani B'Shechita Tehe Mitosoy. If you're making, as the way Rashi explains, you're making fun, as if you don't do Shechitas Pesach on Shabbos, so your punishment will be to be Nishchat. And this was a very strong Lashon of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar HaGadol. Rabbi Elazar, who's considered to be one of the biggest Rabbanim of the earlier generation, the Tanoim, is telling Rabbi Akiva, you should know that you will be dying on Shechita. It's brought down that really the Misa of Rabbi Akiva started from this sentence. The Mefarshim point out to the Gemara and Sanhedrin Daf Samaches. There it says that Rabbi Elazar, we know, was in Cheirim because of the story of Tanu Shalachnoi, that oven that he was arguing with Chachamim, they put Rabbi Elazar in Nidui. And then when he was about to be Nifter, the Rabbi Akiva and his friends came to visit him. And then Rabbi Elazar was upset on them, and he said, why didn't you come till now to visit me? And he said, therefore, Temeani im yamusu misas atzvot. I'm not sure if they're going to die a natural death. Omaloi Rabbi Akiva, says Rabbi Akiva, Sheli ma, what about me? Omaloi shelcha kashe misheloi. Your miso will be more difficult and more severe than the miso of your friends. So Rashi explains over there that what's the reason Rabbi Akiva will be worse? So Rashi says, B'shelibcha pasuach keulam. You could have learned much more Torah. So there's a bigger tain on you for not coming to learn from me. But both the Oruch Laner over there in Sanhedrin and the Ben Yoyada, they both say a little differently. They say the Pshat is based on our Gemara. Rabbi Akiva already was Chayav Miso, because Rabbi Elazar says, B'shchita teh mitasei. So Rabbi Elazar already punished Rabbi Akiva with Shchita. So what is he adding now in the Gemara in Sanhedrin? He's adding now to Rabbi Akiva that the fact that he didn't come to visit me, now you're going to have Shelcha Koshim and Shelohim. Because not only you have the Miso and Shechita from our Gemara in Psachim, you have another Chiyuv, another punishment in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And the Mefarshim point out that this is what the Gemara in Brachas of Samechav tells us when Rabbi Akiva was dying. So they told him, Ashrecha Sheitfasta al Divrei Torah. You were caught for learning Torah. The simple understanding is he was learning Torah and therefore he was caught in that case of the Gemara in Brachas. But the Mefarshim say there's a Gemara over here. Why was Rabbi Akiva punished? Because he was arguing and learning with Rabbi Elazar. And that's what he was Misa for. Because the way he was interacting with Rabbi Elazar, as the Gemara says over here, he did it because of the respect he had to Rabbi Elazar. So he died because of the Divrei Torah Mamish. The Divrei Torah caused him to die. The Siach Yitzchak, the son of Maritzchayas, writes at the end of Makis that what is the Pshat that Rabbi Akiva was punished so severely? Does it make sense? Because he was arguing with learning with Rabbi Elazar. So now he's going to die with Shechita. So he says, no, the Pshat is the opposite. If you look back in that Gemara in Brachas of Samech Aleph, it says that Talmid Rabbi Akiva saw him saying Shema Yisrael when he was dying. So they told him, Ad Kan, you're saying Shema Yisrael? So he answered Rabbi Akiva, he says, my whole life I was waiting for this opportunity to be Mekayim, to fulfill the mitzvah, Bechol Nafshecho, Afilu Noitel Nafshecho, that I'm able to sacrifice myself on Kiddush Hashem. Says Maritz Chayis, he brings the Magen Mishorim of the Beis Yosef that says that the highest level of dying Kiddush Hashem is to die with Sreifa, with burning. That's the highest level of dying Kiddush Hashem. So Rabbi Elazar tells Rabbi Akiva, you should know, because you did not treat me well with your Talmud Torah, your desire to die Kiddush Hashem will not be fulfilled fully. You will die Kiddush Hashem as you desire, but you won't be burned in Kiddush Hashem. You only will be shechted in Kiddush Hashem. Your misa Kiddush Hashem will be less. So Adibra Ablozer is not coming punishing Rabbi Akiva by causing him death, but by lowering the level of the death, that's the punishment he's giving Rabbi Akiva. That's the pshat according to Maritz Chayis. And I saw a beautiful idea brought down the Sefer Give Us Pinchas. And he says that the pshat in this shechito of Rabbi Elazar is like this. The Maharshon Brachas asks, how did Rabbi Akiva sacrifice himself for learning Torah? We have a limud v'chai b'hem v'loy shomos b'hem. A person should not die for learning Torah. So, what's the answer? Rabbi Akiva decided to be machmir on himself, to do more than what the Torah says. Says the Givas Pinchas, that's exactly our Gemara over here. Rabbi Akiva tells Rabbi Elazar, you should not do shechita of Pesach and Shabbos. Says Rabbi Elazar, what do you mean? The Torah tells you you're allowed to do shechita on Shabbos. Elamai, you want to be machmir more than the Torah. Ah, this will lead for you die in Kiddush Hashem. Because in a Torah, you're not supposed to die for learning Torah. But you want to do more than the Torah tells us. You're willing to sacrifice yourself on the Torah more than the Torah asks. As you're learning our Gemara, that a person should not do Shechit on Pesach, even though he's allowed to do it, you want to be Machmir on the Torah. That's the debate over here between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva. Anyone who wants to join the Shur Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shurmachshava@gmail.com.